We're back on with Pete Sorrell and continuing our Western UP report. Thanks for more time, Pete.
Oh, you betcha, Adam. It's always a pleasure. You know, we've been busy. The garden did pretty well this year, and we'd make some cucumber relish this year, and boy, did it turn out great.
What do you put that on? What do you do with it?
Well, we put cucumbers and plus tomatoes and onions and jalapenos in there, and we just use it for chips. And it came out so good, we made it fresh for some company, you know, and it tasted so good, we canned some so we could have some this winter.
Nice, nice. Well, that's the benefit of fall, right? And it sounds like you and I agree, things are ahead of schedule. Some things are in their fall patterns already. We talked perch on Lake Gogebic. Let's talk a little bit of walleye now, because the only reports I'm really getting are from people trolling in low light conditions. I'm not hearing anything about any blades or anything like that.
No, that's what we're seeing over here, too. Like I said earlier, that we've seen some boats trolling, but the reports we got just like last week, too, seems that they're doing better on the south end of the lake. And again, like you said, low light conditions in the evening bite seems to be the best.
Now, what would you go out there, if you were going to go troll with crankbaits, let's say, what would you go out there with color-wise or crankbait-wise?
Oh, I'd use chartreuse, either orange or bright green perch colors, and I would definitely use diving baits, like deep diving husky baits or reef runners, anything that you can get down into the water column with a little bit, because you're going to be in that 10 to 16 feet range, and that's where you want to get your lure down.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about bluegills, which is another passion of yours. And I'm actually surprised you haven't been over to Bon Falls chasing gills or down to Lac Vieux d'Isere at this point, because it seems like this is the time to chase some nice gills again after a big hiatus throughout the summer.
Yeah, I know. It's just been busy with company and stuff. And it's time to get the move to try something different here. And I've been calling a couple of my buddies here to see what it's been like. But everybody seems to have other things to do right now, so... But the time is coming, Adam. We're going to get there.
So bluegill fishing, you're still expecting it to pick up considerably here.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm anxiously awaiting. And before we get to starting to go to camp and the start of partridge and all the fall stuff, I got to get some time in on my bluegill fishing.
Well, what about the trout streams in the western UP? Are you hearing anything from the fly fishermen about those white mayflies?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I've seen a lot of cars parked along the middle branch there and on the different branches of the Ontonagon. And I know this time of year, I know that the fly fishermen are getting anxious for the hatch.
It's kind of our last big hatch of the year with the white mayfly, sort of the last hurrah, so to speak, the way that most of us look at it. So it's good to hear that you're seeing folks out there chasing them. And I appreciate your time today, Pete. Let's catch up next week again as usual.
Okay, maybe we'll have some good reports on some of them little bluegills.
Big bluegills, right?
Big bluegills, yeah. What am I saying little ones? You can get little ones all you want, but sure do enjoy them. And again, like I always said, make sure you take a kid fishing.
There it is. Pete Sorrell from Fred's and Kenton giving us that Western UP report. Again here this week on The Outdoor Show.